Hey everybody, it's Bill Courtney with an Army of Normal Folks, and we continue now with our special series Shop Talk. This is episode number 5 of Shop Talk, and today I'm going to tell you a story that was one of the most valuable lessons to me in business, but I think the lesson transcends business to just about everything. And it's summed up in this way. You'll never get anything that you don't ask for. We'll get deep into that right after these brief messages from our generous sponsors. Hey everybody, it's Coach Bill Courtney. If you're enjoying an episode of An Army of Normal Folks, there's another podcast you might like, especially if the global conflicts that seem to surround us and even the upcoming election are making you feel like we're on the brink of disaster. What Could Go Right is hosted by Progress Network founder Zachary Carabell and executive director Emma Varvalukas. On What Could Go Right, the hosts sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues without resorting to pessimism or despair that we hear so often. Instead, they look back at how far society has come and look forward at what it will take to achieve an even brighter future. Is progress on the way? They may not have all the right answers, but on What Could Go Right, they're asking the key questions. Tune in to hear interviews with upcoming guests like writer Coleman Hughes, CNN host Reed Zakaria, and economist Alan Schrager. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, join them every Wednesday on What Could Go Right, available wherever you get your podcast.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everybody, it's Bill Courtney, episode 5 of Shop Talk, and it's a story that has a really valuable lesson, and it's actually a pretty funny story and one of my favorites. Back when the kids were 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I was a dissertation away from my doctorate and had to get out of teaching school and coaching football for a profession because $17,500 a year just didn't provide enough, and no insurance didn't provide enough for me, Lisa, and the kids. I was in a big transition stage where I needed to find something to do, but I needed to make money. And I went to work for the Dobbs Management Organization. And in Memphis, that name means something. The Dobbs were big into, for some of you who used to fly back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you might remember Dobbs Airplane Food. That was them. They also were big into the liquor and wine distribution business and were real heavy out west in Nevada and Arizona, New Mexico, that area. But they also had car dealerships. And they did fleets of vehicles and were big with Ford. And in fact, in the 60s, at one time, I think it's one out of every five Fords sold in the entire United States went through a Dobbs dealership. It was, I think the government even broke them up. At any rate, the Dobbs had all these businesses, and I got a job, and I was selling cars at Dobbs Ford in Memphis, Tennessee, and hustling, trying to make a little money, put some food on the table, take care of Lisa and the kids, and move up in the organization was my plan. At any rate, one afternoon, I get called into the general manager's office, and he says, listen, I've got a guy coming in. He's going to ask for you. He's been told to ask for you. He's going to buy a car. I want you to be respectful, treat him with respect, and whatever he wants, the Dobbs family wants you to sell him at $100 over cost and just take care of it. Should be pretty simple. Write the paperwork up and go. And I'm like, great. About 45 minutes later, a white-haired gentleman walks in, big smile on his face. You could tell he was full of charisma. And he said, hello, my name's Kimmins Wilson, and I'm here to buy a Crown Victoria. Kimmins Wilson is a name that some here may know, but just so that you know, Kimmins Wilson was a native Memphian, grew up, his family's still in Memphis, and they do a lot. Grew up in Memphis with not much, was originally from Arkansas, and was a contractor, and he was taking his family over to the coast one summer many, many years ago, and was frustrated that he couldn't find decent highway road style hotels that had color TVs and swimming pools. And he said there ought to be something like that. And so he built in Memphis the first of many, what is now the Holiday Inns. So the Hampton Inns, the Marriotts, the Hiltons, all these large chain hotels and everything were born from Kimmins Wilson's idea of a standardized place that you knew what you were going to get no matter where you were in the country, founded right here in Memphis. It's called the Holiday Inns, and he founded the Holiday Inn Corporation. And by this time, when he came looking for a Crown Vic, he'd sold Holiday Inns, and his family was investing in properties and other things all over the country, but he was a billionaire. And I knew exactly what the name was. So I was immediately intimidated. Young guy just trying to schlep cars, trying to put food on the table, not figuring out really what he was doing with his life. And now I'm here sitting across from one of the most notable names in the United States in business. And he sits down, he says, yes, I need a Crown Vic. I said, yes, sir. Color matter. And he said, yeah, I want whatever I think was green with tan interior, which was big back in those days. And so he sits down in my little cubicle, and I go get the invoice, and I write up a buyer's order and put $100 over the invoice cost and give it to him. I said, there's your price. And he said, no, I don't think that's my price. And I said, well, sir, I've been told by the management to sell you this car at $100 over the cost, and here's $100 over cost, and that's it. And he said, yeah, he said, no, and he took that piece of paper and he wrote a number on it that was $4,000 less, and he pushed it back across the table to me. He said, that's what I'm going to pay for that car. And I said, Mr. Wilson, I can't say that car. Listen, I'm just, you know, I'm handling paperwork here. It's $100 over the cost of the car. There it is. And he said, well, I'll think about it. And he gets up and leaves. And I'm about to have a heart attack because all I'm supposed to do is deliver this car to this man, and he's who he is, and the Dobbs are who they are, and they entrusted me to try to handle what was supposed to be a seamless transaction, and now the man walked out of the store, and I was scared to death. Next day, he shows up about the same time, and he says, how you doing? I said, fine, Mr. Wilson. I said, you here to get your car? And he said, well, let's go talk about that. And he
took that piece of paper and he scratched out $5,000 less. He put $4,000 less. He said, that's what I'm going to pay for the car today. And I said, Mr. Wilson, I can't sell that car to you for that. Like I said, it's $100 over cost. I'm handling paperwork, you know, went through the same rigmarole. And he looked at me, said, yeah, he said, I don't think I'm going to do anything today. And he gets up and leaves again. And now I know I'm getting fired. Scared to death. And so that you know, in the car business, there's a thing called holdback. And so when a dealership pays, if the list price of a car is $23,000, the dealership pays, call it $20,000 for the car. There's $3,000 markup between the true invoice of the car and what the sticker price is. So if I'm selling you the car for $20,100, you're getting a $2,900 discount. I am legitimately getting $100 more than the dealership paid for the car. There is this thing called holdback that once inventories are reconciled, the manufacturer sends a holdback check to the dealership for all of the cars that they sold over a period of time. But that holdback is, you know, usually 1% or 2% of the price of the car. So in this case, probably about $400. And I want you to think about a business now. If you're only making $500 per car, the 100 over invoice plus 400 holdback, and, you know, you sell 300 cars a month, that's $12,000. And then if you did that every month, 12 times 12 is $144,000. If you think about all the expenses associated with the dealership, you are not going to keep that dealership afloat on $140,000, $150,000. You got to make more than that to be profitable a car. But at any rate, the point is, that's as cheap as he could buy the car. The next day he shows up with a buddy of his, and now I've got 5 hours invested in something I'm not going to make any money on. I think I'm going to get fired. And the man sits down with his buddy. And I said, Mr. Wilson, you here to buy the car? And he said, here's what I'm going to do. Took that piece of paper and circled $2,000 below the price I was offered, slid it back across the table to me. I said, Mr. Wilson, I cannot sell you the car. And then he looked at me and said, you know, you offered me an opportunity to drive that car. I think I'd like to drive it now. And I said, okay. So we got in the car, and he and his buddy got in the front seat, and I got in the back seat, and he proceeded to drive from the dealership all the way downtown Memphis and back. It was 45 minutes to an hour, and the man drove slow. And we got back, and he said, yeah, he said, that car's going to be a good car for me. And he pushed across, and he dropped the price $500 under what I offered him. He said, I'll buy the car today for that. And I said, Mr. Wilson, for the last time, I've got four small children at home. I'm starving to death. I'm out here trying to make a living. I've got 5-6 hours tied up in this thing. I am just here to push paperwork. The owners want me to just, I tell you what, I'll take $25 more off the price of the car just so that you can say you won. Will you please just buy the car for me? And he said, what'd you say? I said, would you please just now buy the car? And he looked at me, said, yeah, write up the car. He said, I've been waiting for you to ask for the business for 3 days. You've wasted more of my time than most people ever do. It was one of the most valuable lessons for me ever. I wasted 3 days. I about let one of the most important people in the city walk out of the ownership's dealership because I never once simply asked the man for the business, and he was teaching me a lesson. Mr. Wilson's died now. His legacy lives on really internationally and certainly in Memphis through his family and all of the business they do across the country and the good works they do in Memphis. But his legacy has a special place for me because he's the guy that taught me you'll never get anything that you're unwilling to ask for. Does your church need something? Does your nonprofit need something? Does your business need something? Do you need something from your spouse? Do you want your children to do something different? Are you demanding it or are you asking for it? Have you humbled yourself enough to be willing to ask for it. And in business, have you asked your customer for what you want specifically? That lesson has served me well over the course of my life. And it is a lesson that I was taught by a billionaire one day who decided to spend 3 days to teach a young pup a lesson that has served him well. So, as you think about this and reflect on it, I encourage you, if you need something, ask for it. That's Shop Talk. We'll see you next week.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.